This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom, thanking God for we are a sanctified people because we're separated from the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We are a holy people because we keep His commandments. His commandments are just and they are sure. And so glad to be here today to be able to say, I'm a part of God's church. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. To our elders, our missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointing that's going on, Moses and all the prophets. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We want to talk about these strongholds that have the people yet in bondage. Before we get into that, we're going to have a poem from our sister Tatum. We have a number from our ensemble or two. Right now, there they be. Thank God for our ensemble.
Thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus. The word the Father gave me commands to live by. For my sight and someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I make, not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all how the law keeps me separate from the world.
Not polluted causes, I've got boundaries. Great counsel of the majesty. Oh,
I can be too
lonely, I can do whatever.
Disturbs my rest. It's my peace, it's my joy. I'm knowing how I am blessed, keeping all 10, free from all sin. Cause you promised Abraham. Yes.
they beautiful? Thank God. There they be. Before the ensemble sing this next number, our Sister Tatum have a poem. Sister Tatum.
A precious day. I'm thankful and so grateful for another Sabbath day. I have a mind, no mind, to harm no one, but have a mind to pray. There are many good things in this day. If one would seek, would find. But one of the greatest joys in it is having a peace of mind. If the enemy can't disturb the mind with hate, with fear, with doubt, and we know whatever comes about, that God will work things out. What else can matter in this day that one need worry or ponder? If righteous living is what counts, what else would be to wonder? My desire is to keep my mind in this precious day and remembering always my life in God is so precious, come what may.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for our Sister Tatum, born again.
Yeah.
Thank God, thank God. Born again. That's why we're singing the songs of Zion, our deacon. Fina, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God for another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church, and we are the church of God. We are established in Jesus' name. That means we've been established in the Word. We are Jews. We are Israelites. Wherever you might be listening, this is not a black church. It's not a white church. It's God's church. It doesn't matter, bond nor free, Jew nor Greek, male nor female, we're all one in Christ Jesus. And as I said, we want to talk about those strongholds. This is why 99% of the people are not saved. Say, now you come to judge me. No, I'm coming to bring you what the Word is saying. I bring the Word. The Word does the judging. I'm only bringing you what thus saith the Lord. Now I understand the Word. Why? Deuteronomy 4:6 says this, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And what gives wisdom but God? What gives wisdom but God's word? It was before, it's now, and it will be hereafter. Keeping God's word, which is the commandments of God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10, and we're going to start at the first verse. We're going to start with Brother Paul. They love Paul, and I know why they love Brother Paul, because they don't understand him. Easy to love something you don't understand. That's why so many love the Lord. But it said, but when you shall see him, there's no beauty that you would desire him unless you're seeking God. And even then, when you're seeking God, you have to learn what beauty is. Yes. It's dying out of the old man. Yes. That's beautiful. Yes. Holiness is beautiful. Yes. 2 Corinthians 10 and 1. What does it say, Deacon?
Moreover, brethren.
2 Corinthians 10 and 1. What does that say? Thank God. Somebody read it. Now, I, Paul.
Myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ.
What?
Who in presence am base among you, but being absent and bold toward you.
Now so many hear this broadcast and you know, Brother Boyd is pretty harsh. I'm really meek and gentle. If I'm in your presence, you'll learn I'm a very gentle person. But it might sound like I'm upset. No, I'm not. I'm fervent about what I'm speaking about because I know whereof I speak. Because I know the Lord. According to the scriptures, I know the Lord. You don't know the Lord unless the scripture tell you you know the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not my commandments is a liar. Now you call the Lord a liar, not me. I keep his commandments, and it says if you keep it, you know him.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. I'm only quoting what the scripture says. Yes. They say, oh, Jesus said you must love. That's true. You love, he just said love. But is it the love of God?
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It also says, if you love me, keep my commandments, because that's the definition of love, keeping God's word. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And so many of these dumb preachers don't know the word and the commandments is the same thing.
Yes.
So, law was done away. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
But because they're dumb dogs, don't get upset with me. Brother Isaiah said that. Called you dumb dogs. And if you don't think that stands today, take Isaiah out of the scriptures. Just cut that Bible out of there. Cut that book out.
That's right.
It's there though.
Yes.
But they love to go to Isaiah when it sounds and it fits their agenda. Every word of God is true. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read the third verse. Because I want to let you know I'm gentle here now.
Right.
May not sound like it, but I'm a gentle man.
Right.
And I have meekness in Christ,
right.
But I'm gentle.
Yes.
One man told me once that, be gentle.
Yes.
I didn't have a threefold cord beating nobody out of the temple.
Right.
10 and 3, what does it say, Deacon?
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not
For
walk.
Though we walk in the flesh,
in the
what?
Flesh. We do not war after the flesh.
We're in this fleshly body. But being in the fleshly body is not the same as having a fleshly mind, a carnal mind. We don't walk in a fleshly mind here. We're in flesh, but we walk in the spirit.
Yes.
We're not in, and we do not war after the flesh. In other words, you jealous, I hate you. We fighting now. You say tick, I say tack. Not in God.
Right.
That warfare is over.
Yes.
What? For the weapons.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
They're not carnal. What?
But mighty through God.
Wait a second. Oh, you upset. No, I'm fervent.
Yes.
And the word is mighty.
Yes.
And I like to bring it in a mighty powerful way if I can. But the word is doing the work, not me.
Yes.
The word don't like carnality, not me.
Right.
I'm with the word.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty, what?
But mighty through God to the pulling down of
strongholds. We here come here to pull down strongholds.
Yes.
We were born in this mess.
Yes.
Strongholds, things that hold us and we cannot let it go to serve God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Luke 8 and 10.
Thank God. Yes.
These ministers love to talk about the word, but they don't break it down where you can digest it or really put it in action. But over here, you might call the church of God the slaughterhouse. Because we're here to slaughter the old man.
All right.
And if you're walking and acting in the old man, you can't stay here. Because you're going to get cut. Isn't that something?
That's right.
Luke 8 and 10. I'm not talking no natural cut. The word of God cuts you to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
All right.
Luke 8 and 10. What does it say?
8 and 10. And he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom
now, it's
of
given
God.
To, he said, oh, he's talking about the church. It is, but everybody's not the church.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking to his disciples that were following him. It's given to you to know, not those that were following him to find fault or coming to debate. If you have God, you don't need what I'm bringing. They that are whole need not a physician. But if you're looking for God, if you don't feel satisfied with what you have, the word is here.
Yes.
The physician is here.
Beautiful.
The healer is here. If you're not, it's a mystery to you what God's word is saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom.
Kingdom
what?
Of God. But to others in parables. That
so that's why as you go forth, if you're not keeping God's commandments, everything sounds like a pencil. What are you talking? I don't understand it. Because truly, the words are simply read, but it's got to be revealed to you what the word is really saying. What the law, what the commandment is really saying. It's got to be revealed, and it's revealed to those that are truly seeking God for salvation. Not for a new car, a companion, a house. It's to those that want salvation. That's why I said many will seek and shall not be able. Because when you really find out what you got to do, them strongholds.
Right.
Your lust for material things, all you want is a companion. That's what's holding you back, because you ain't wanting God.
Right.
All you want is a good job. All you want is three squares a day.
Right.
You want the pie in the sky. That's not going to get you salvation.
Right.
That's a stronghold.
All right.
Or when you find out what's required, you love mother, father, sister, brother. Well, my grandpa was a Baptist. I'm going to die Baptist and you're going to die not knowing God.
Go ahead.
That beautiful? That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
Read.
That seeing they might not see.
What?
And hearing they might not understand.
Who don't understand the face of this 10 precepts? You understand that? You, oh, I know what killing is, but it's depths in killing.
Right.
It's depths in every precept there. It's depths in it.
Yes, it is.
To really know God.
Mm-hmm.
The scribes and Pharisees knew the letter. They knew the letter, but they didn't know the spirit of the law.
Yes.
That's a mystery. Isn't that beautiful? Read the 11th verse now.
Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
If the parable is the seed, if the parable is the seed, what did it say? Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. What does the 14th verse say?
And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life.
Strongholds. Yes. I love my cousin. My cousin is having a bash today. Can't make it to church today. Cannot separate yourself from the old crowd because they don't believe in all 10 people. My buddy, they're pretty holy over there. But they go to church on Sunday. I come here when I get ready. Every now and then I visit you, but we all live in hope. No, we're not. Because these false doctrines are strongholds. Yes. Because when they hear the word, they cannot let go of what they've been used to doing. Yes. That's why Abraham is so noted, and all of these are noted and written about, because they left all and followed the word. When you find the truth, can you leave mother, father, sister, brother, say, you know what? You don't have it. This is the real thing. Right. I'm going with God. If I go alone, I'm going with God. That's the ones that are written about. Right. That's why we're written and living epistles. Isn't that beautiful? That which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard go forth and are choked with cares and riches.
And riches and pleasures of this life.
What?
And bring no fruit to perfection.
Don't believe. You know why they don't bring fruit to perfection? Ain't nobody perfect. But how can you bring fruit to perfection if you can't live perfect?
That's right.
How can you do that?
You can.
Go to Matthew's. Right. Say, well, you can bring some fruit to perfection, but you can't live perfect. No, that's a corrupt tree. Corrupt tree can't bring forth good fruit.
That's right.
And a good fruit can't bring forth corruption.
That's right.
It's just that simple. That's why the Lord said, by the fruit you're going to know them.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Matthew 7.
Yes.
Matthew 7 and 17. Let's see what the scripture says. Not what you thought or what you've been told by your big brother.
That's right.
Or your big grandpa.
That's right.
Or your big great, 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 great. Now that's dead.
Right.
Matthew 7, 17. What does it say?
Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit.
Every good tree going to bring forth good fruit. Now, I believe the scripture says none good but one. So if you're bringing forth good fruit, you must be one with God.
Yes.
Other words, you're not going to take. Say, now, I believe in not having no gods, but now that's that seventh day. Now, that one, I do it on Sunday. You ain't with the word.
No.
You with your own set of rules.
Yes.
And I understand if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. That's what the scripture says. I didn't say that. So if you don't remember the Sabbath day, you're just a sinner as much as the one that's stealing. Because sin is transgression of God's law. If the law is done away with, how can you define sin? That lie is a stronghold on many people. It's because they don't know the Lord. They don't know his word. That's why I say you err not knowing the scripture nor the power of God. Read.
But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
Corrupt tree cannot bring forth fruit to perfection. It bringeth forth what?
It bringeth forth evil fruit.
Evil fruit, what?
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit.
Now, wait a
fruit.
Minute. My fruit, I'm a Christian. Now, my fruit ain't evil. It ain't that good, but it ain't evil. Really? If it ain't good, it's evil. It ain't but two. Now, I don't preach that you call me evil. I ain't evil. I ain't no evil person. I'm a pretty good man. I'm a pretty good woman. You're evil. If you're not keeping God's commandments, that's what the scripture says. If you're not keeping God's commandments, you're corrupt. Read.
Yes, Pastor. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
What?
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
What?
Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know.
So don't come telling me how much you love Christ. I know you by your fruit. If your fruit is not unto holiness, you got the wrong doctrine. You're not serving Christ. He's the Holy One of Israel. How are you going to say you got the Holy Ghost and you Baptist? Say, I got the Holy Ghost, but I'm not holiness though. We're Presbyterian. How you do that? How Holy Spirit going to dwell in a Baptist body or a Presbyterian body or Methodist body, African Episcopal body? It dwells in a holy body. And a holy body is not holy if you don't keep God's commandments.
That's right.
Because that's what converts your soul.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Luke 14:25. Let's go there. Yes. These are the strongholds and why so many cannot live for God. Because when they find out what's required, they say, whoa, you people over there, y'all are too strict. It's not we, it's the word. So now over there, y'all going backwards. No, we ain't. We've gone forward.
Yes.
You just don't know the Lord. That's what the scripture says. 14, Luke 14:25, what does it say?
And there went great multitudes with him. And he turned and said
had
unto them.
Had many flowers, great multitudes, but what?
And he said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother
what?
And wife
what?
And children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life what? Also, he cannot be my disciple.
Oh, they just love their own. Oh, you know what? I like to go bowling on Thursdays. What time y'all service? Thursday? No, I'll be in bowling then. Well, I might be there Thursday, but now, when y'all worship? Well, Sabbath, Saturday? It's the Sabbath. Saturday, huh? Oh, okay. What time? Well, my cousin, he's from Chicago. He's coming in town. And I want to, we're going to, you know, show him some love of God. Really? But you bring him to service. Well, he don't know this way. Neither do you. Because if you knew that, you wouldn't be leaving God. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves. That's what the scripture says. Isn't that beautiful? Scripture said, don't forsake the assembling.
That's right.
Because when you, he said, if you're not with your brethren, he that's without have sinned.
Yes.
You're cut off.
Yes.
We gather under the Spirit of God. We follow the Spirit.
Yes.
We don't pick when we come to church. Coming to church is like going to work. I got to be there because God has something for me.
Right.
You don't miss dinner, do you? You don't miss breakfast. Who missed breakfast? I'm telling you, miss breakfast is when you're sick. And that's what's wrong with the church world. They're sick. That's why they don't come to church on the Sabbath. Or that's why they're not in holiness, because they don't know God. Read.
And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
Wait a minute. Say, now, I'm a good person. But he said, who do not bear his cross? He hadn't gone to the cross yet. The cross is the word.
Yes.
He had no idea, the disciples, that he was talking about the cross that devil made up for him, which is called the tree.
Yes.
The cross God is talking about is his word, because it kills sin.
Right.
If you don't take up the cross, don't take up the word, you cannot, regardless of how much you desire, be my disciple. That's what he's saying.
Yes, Pastor.
To take up the cross means you got to hate mother and father, because many times mother and father, they're gods.
Yes.
They control you, your friends, even your way, because our ways are from our mothers and fathers and neighborhoods and uncles and friends. That's what make us up.
Yes.
But we got to deny that if it's not with God.
Yes.
God isn't in all these holidays and stuff. These are gods that control the people.
Right.
We need a day to say, I love God, to say thank. We thank God all day long.
Yes. Yes.
But these are strongholds.
Yes.
And ones that don't know God said, what are you people? You don't believe in Thanksgiving? What you talking about? Thank God all day long.
Oh, that's right.
God said, be ye thankful all the time.
Yes. Yes.
We don't need the heathen out there to set a day for us to say thank you. What are you talking about? God didn't tell you to bow your head and thank him like that. He said, if you keep my commandments, I'm going to bless your bread and your water.
Yes.
When you go out, when you come in. Everything you put your hands to, what I got to pray for it for?
Right.
You need to understand why he prayed. When the Lord prayed over the bread, it was for a miracle.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That they might believe.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it?
So when the word go forth and we let ones know what's required, is that a bus stop nearby? I ain't going to be able to stay too long. What time is this? How long are y'all going to be going? And when the praise service going to start? I got an appointment. You come to church with an appointment where to go. This is the day of rest, the Sabbath day. On the Sabbath. And more importantly, who goes to church with an appointment afterwards. You should be going home meditating on what being come forth. Here, when we go home, you're full of eating the word, and all you can do is get you probably a sandwich and go on and take care of it and go on to sleep. And hopefully you end up with a pot of coffee. Now, what have I done? Read.
Yes. Least happily, after he hath laid the foundation
what?
And is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock
him. Look at Lot coming here. Oh, this is it. Mm-hmm. Laid the foundation. Next thing, things got a little rough. Well, I thought my husband was coming, but my husband has separated himself from me. I won't be there next week. I gotta get him fixed. I'm gonna get him together. I'm gonna pray about this. It started, the foundation's laid, but they couldn't finish it. They said, you know, where are they? This is it.